No. Oh, okay. Says we're going live. Let me check our. See. And then on. Yep. Go live on Instagram. There we go.
Are we live?
We're live. We're live.
Yay. Right now.
Yay. We are live. And then we can do this. We can go. Let's just share a little bit of it out. Yeah.
Let's do our thing.
Do our thing. What is it? Spoilers. Do, do. All right. Why don't I see Spoilerverse? There it is.
Let's well, to everybody watching and live, this is incredible, incredible content right here, watching us get things going.
Ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, no one's watching live. It's okay.
I'm watching, Kenrick. I'm watching.
Nobody watches us anymore.
No, that attitude.
All right. I'm just going to look at whatever. All right. All right.
All right.
It is. This is where we're at right now. We are live. We have launched today the Supernatural Baby Detective issue number 2. It is live right now on Kickstarter. You go to sbdcomic.com. That's sbdcomic.com. It'll take you right to the Kickstarter page, and hopefully it intrigues you, and you can back this amazing project. We've been having a lot of fun getting it together, making it, building it. Ram did an amazing job on the art. The covers are awesome. The storyline is awesome. You know, I don't know how to entice and get people in there, but they really should get in there.
Yeah, we've got 13 backers so far, and it's looking good. Like, it's a good. I mean, I've shared out. I've heard some people have gone back to me saying they like the concept again, which is great because it's a very unique concept for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Almost everybody that has read it or has checked it out has always liked the concept. It's unique.
It's to say the least, it's unique.
I mean, I can guarantee it's something original that you haven't read before.
For sure. And I've read a lot of stuff.
And not in a weird way or a shitty way, but in a really good way. You know? Yeah. Something that you'll actually enjoy and check out and be like, oh, this is different. And I like that.
Yeah. It's unique. It's not what I expected it to be. And the title by itself tells you it's not going to be what you expect it to be because it's
right.
Supernatural Baby Detective.
Well, and the thing is like it swerves you because you think it's going to go one way. You think it's going to be this, I don't know, I think people think it's going to be this cutesy kid kind of comic.
And it's not. And
it's not.
I mean, it's a comic, but it's a comic that has kids in it.
Yep.
But it's not a kid's comic.
No. No. I mean, is there anything in there that's super bad for kids? I mean, the swearing is
minimal.
Minimal, but it's also what's the word? You know, when you use characters and stuff to
it's blurred, it's bleeped out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean there's some blood, some violence, but I don't some demonic concepts, but I'd let my kids read it, so I don't. I mean, maybe I'm a bad parent, I don't know.
I don't think it's bad. I don't know. I think it's more like if I was going to give it a rating, I think I'd do young adult. I think it'd be safe as young adult.
Yeah, like as a movie it'd be PG-13.
Yeah, as a movie it'd be PG-13. Yeah, cuz you could do some things to make it not R at all pretty easily.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I think people should give it a chance. It's a lot of fun. I can't wait. We're going to get through this Kickstarter, and we're starting on issue 3 already. So, yeah. You know, you're getting in on early on a book that's a ton of fun. And
so how many issues? This is 4 issues total, right?
4 issues. It's planned 4 issues. But I don't know. It depends on how well it does, how well it performs. You never know what can happen. You know?
We should see a supernatural teenage detective next.
Well, this will be the arc. The first arc will be here.
Yeah.
You know?
This ends. Someone
in your room there, buddy? You look like
I do. I do. Somebody walked in, and they're texting me now, so they don't have to talk, which is fine.
Isn't that nice? Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I don't know. I'm excited. What, you know, you've been a part of this ride. What surprises you about this book?
What surprised me about this book is how well the concept has come out from fruition, from beginning to now. Like, from initial concept of a title, Supernatural Baby Detective, to scripts being written, layouts being done, then art and colors and an actual physical book in your hand. You know, it's all come to where it's been, you know. Oh, Jack.
Where's my VR?
It's all been to where it's like, you know, it's nice to see it go to come to fruition, see where it's at, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a kind of a weird ride. It took me, I don't know.
It's a huge ride.
It took 2 years to get the initial concept written out and have some kind of outline.
Do you remember when the concept came from an episode, right? Or the title did?
Yeah, I don't remember exactly. I think it was an episode with Michael Tanner. That's what I keep saying, so that must be what it is. You know? And it was a long, I don't know, it wasn't a long ride, but it was a long ride. It wasn't, I think it was like 2020.
Yeah.
2019, maybe. Somewhere around there.
Let's see. That would have been probably the Orcs in Space episode.
Maybe.
So I think that was the last time Tanner was on.
Yeah, no. I thought it was before that, but it might have been the Orcs in Space episode.
That was 2021.
Seems like it was longer ago than that, though. But I don't know. It might not have been Tanner. You know what I mean?
Right. Might have been somebody else.
Yeah, it might have been somebody else. I think it was Tanner, but I'm not too sure.
All right, so here's a challenge, everybody. Go through our entire backlog, listen to all 913 episodes, and find it, and tell us which episode it was on that Carrie talked about Supernatural Baby Detective and who it was. You'll get a free book.
I don't think that episode might not be available anymore. I don't think you can find all 900 episodes anymore online.
No, for some reason, only like 500 show up on iTunes. I don't know why. Sorry.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
463 show up on Apple Podcasts, but 545 show up on Spotify. I have no idea why. Yeah. And we have over 900 episodes total. That's crazy. It's kind of crazy. Yeah.
But listen, we launched today. Get out there. Check it out. We have more stuff coming because late July, I think you have a date.
July 21st. Yeah.
So July 21st. Whole new level of storytelling is going to happen, where our first first novel on Kickstarter, part one is out right now. You can go, where can they go get it? They can go to spoilerverse.com, go to the shop, and you can order book one right now.
And if you go to spoilerverse.com, you can order book one in hardback, softback. You can get it signed. I'll even draw a picture of it for you, or you can go to Amazon and buy it too.
Yep.
And 7/21, book two will launch on Amazon everywhere and on the website. You'll be able to get it in hardback and softback, signed and sketched. And then in October, book three will launch, which is the final chapter in this trilogy. And then in February, there'll be a collected book with some special features coming out.
Yeah, it's exciting.
It is exciting. It's going to be exciting to actually have all of them done.
Yeah. Well, I want to show the video so people can kind of see what we have going on with with Supernatural Baby Detective.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Give me one quick
uno momento.
Supernatural Baby Detective. It's the late 90s. From out of the sea comes madness, creating havoc and fear for a city. Frank's body is cast in ruin.
1 minute later, a new Frank is born. His strange new life rises before him. A world of confusion, supernatural, and diapers.
Diapers, I love that.
With his new mom, Alice, and his old assistant, Pearl, he puts his wits and his courage against the forces of the deep. Join us as we continue the adventures of Frank in Supernatural Baby Detective, Issue 2, Adventures in Babysitting. Don't go away. You want to hear about our exciting rewards, don't you? We have alternate covers, the first 10. That's you getting one of the very first books off the press. Digital comics, catch up with issue 1, and stretch goals to boot. It's a smorgasbord of supernatural goodness.
Smorgasbord.
A cornucopia of evil. A book you want to show off to your friends and to your mom. Come join Supernatural Baby Detective.
I love it. I love it.
It's so stupid. I love it.
Right? I love it. I love the enthusiasm. I love the inflections in the voice. It's all great. It's all great. You know what I've realized? The last three episodes we've done, each time I've had a different setup around me because I've been moving shit around so much.
That's funny. I have not had a different setup around me.
This setup will be my pretty permanent setup once it's done. But I'll be here, but I'll have all this back here set up and stuff put away.
Yeah. I've had my comics, my box comics, and my... Oh. That.
Door.
My Timu clock.
Yeah. I've got my shelf back there, which will have books and comics on. And I've got... Over here, I'll have comics boxes. And then this will all be put away. And then I've got... Around me, I've got all my creative stuff. I got stuff to draw and stuff here.
Yeah,
my printers. It's a pretty cool setup. Kelly thinks it's a nightmare, but I like it.
It probably is a nightmare. So now you guys will not be in the same office space.
No. Well, because we're working at different very different companies now. She guys has her own office for her work from home, and I have my own office for work from home.
Yeah,
which is nice.
It's hers inside the house.
Yeah. So she took Sadie's old room, which has the balcony on it. So she has a nice room with a covered balcony to go out and hang out, sit out on and work on too.
I don't have a covered
balcony. You know that sauna you got from us?
Yeah.
That was right there behind me. That's the room I'm in.
Yeah. That's still not hooked up.
Oh, nice. Nice. Hey, I see you using it as much as we did.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll never use it, but she will. She'll use it a lot.
I never used it.
Yeah.
It was storage for us. I'm pretty sure some of these bins were in that sauna when it was here because they just hop rooms.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm gonna go through them again and get rid of stuff. So
nice. Yeah, this is the most weirdest time is when you launch. I think.
It feels weird, man. Yeah.
Because you got to do all this marketing and it's difficult.
It is. And I don't know what to say. It's like, yeah, go back the book. It's awesome. Why should you buy the book? Because I said so. It's awesome. Just do it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, how do I convince people? How do I convince people to give it a chance? You know?
I don't know.
If they go and look at it and they're like, meh, not for me. Hey, that's legit.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I feel like if you go and you look at it and you have, if you like reading things with Cthulhu in it or, you know, Cthulhu mythos, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
If you like detective stuff, if you are like Hellboy kind of fan, Constantine kind of fan, you're probably going to like this.
If you like fun.
Yeah, if you like fun.
I mean, if you don't like fun, just move on. But if you like fun and good stuff, then this is a book for you. If you like reading garbage, then don't read this book. Yeah. If you like reading garbage, if you like garbage, go buy Joe Mignone. If you like good books, this is the book for you.
You are so self-deprecating.
That's like so much part of the book. What's hilarious? I actually was reading some of the Joel Mignone stuff I had done that hasn't been released yet, and there's literally a page of deprecation of the book that actually I took the spoiler verse drawing of you from the original show,
yeah,
and I put that in the comic book, and you basically say what you just said about being self deprecating in the actual comic. Yeah, so it's that's so actually meta. In a page of the comic.
That's so meta.
It's in issue 10. Yeah. It's very meta. Very meta, because that's what I do. I don't know. I can't help myself.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys have, if anybody that's watching or listening that has been a someone that has listened in the past, we used to have a ton of episodes. We've done a major pivot from Spoiler Country to Spoilerverse. We're going to concentrate more on producing written content. You know, and we're using Kickstarter to help with the printing needs like everybody else is doing. Of course, we're always Johnny Come Latelys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, now maybe. There's more comics on Kickstarter than ever before. There's 28,000 active books right now.
Active comic book right now?
I think so.
Jesus.
And you go on there, yeah. So it's like, how do you get your, how do you get yours out to be more, you know, out there?
It's got to be unique. I just sent you a picture of that page with you on it from Jolene Only.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's you on there. Where's me? I don't see me. Oh, well, there I am. Very tiny in the very last panel.
I literally put a giant arrow pointing to you so you could see it. So you wouldn't ask that question.
Still so tiny. God dang, there's a lot of 25 characters, John.
Fuck that. I do what I want.
Or is it 25 words? No more than 20. Yeah. I don't know if people realize when you write a book, people, especially a comic book, people like tend to want to have, is it 25 words a panel at the most?
Yeah, yeah.
Was it a panel or a page?
It's per panel. Can we show this page somehow? How do we do that?
Yeah, you just...
Does it be a PDF?
Yeah, save it as a PDF.
All right.
And then you hit present. You see that down the bottom?
See this. Yeah.
And then you hit slides, and you say your computer...
It's to a PDF because it's not a PDF, it's a Photoshop file.
Which I don't understand. Why can't it be an image? Like a JPEG or a PNG? What's the big deal? I can get a TIFF because it could be a TIFF can be huge, but PNG is small.
Yeah, why is it gotta be so big? Or why is it gotta be a PDF?
Yeah. I mean, you just save it.
Yeah, yeah, I'm doing that right now. Where is that?
This is quality content, people. Hey. If you're bored here, go to sbdcomic.com. sbdcomic.com.
And buy all the books.
Buy all the books. Well, buy all the rewards.
There you go. It's doing it.
All right. So you add the stage, or I have to add it?
There you go.
There we go.
So this is the page. And Kenrick is down, way down at the bottom.
Yep.
Far right. He says, the certification gets old, knock it off. Yeah. I gave you hair.
Yeah. And so just starting to lose it then. Well, I had a pretty good natural yarmulke, but now it's...
And now it's going.
Pretty massive.
Yeah. Yeah. And this page, there's a lot of talking on this page. Just too much to what Casey would say is bad. But I don't care. It's what I do.
Yeah, you know what? I've learned. I think I've come to the realization that it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? It's especially if you're writing it, that's your story. Yeah. You know, if you want to, and sometimes you need that dialogue. You just need it to really bring out everything you're trying to convey.
Yeah, you know? And there's a lot going on this page. If you follow the story, there's a lot of things going on, and the reason why there's so much talking on this page.
Yeah, that's that the first guy that's huge and taking over the whole page is John's version of himself with Spoiler Country, and he drew himself like he was an 18-year-old punk rock guy from back in the early 2000s.
Duh. Which
he wasn't even then. He was already gray and fat, but that wasn't there.
You don't draw yourself fat and gray. You draw yourself how you see yourself in your head.
But it would have been awesome if you would have came out and said, okay, you're like, okay, I got us. And we're both just balding, fat, middle-aged men.
But I know, I should have done that.
You're like, gave me like a nice beard, no white, freaking full head of hair.
Yeah.
Not really fat. And I was obese then. So were you.
Yeah, I know. I know.
It's kind of funny because it's like you look at those old pictures, you're like, what the fuck? And I remember the first time the first interview we did was with Mike Grell.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And oh, my God, dude. I watched the video and I'm just like, oh. Oh, why didn't someone tell me I was so big?
I know. I look at pictures from Comic-Con that year from 2017 at Comic-Con, you and I together. I'm like, Jesus Christ, we're huge.
We are comic book men. Yeah. We are like, from the Simpsons.
We are the fucking stereotype, dude. We are the stereotype of what people expect when they think of a comic book guy. Oh, my God. And I thought I wasn't that bad. And I'm like, nope. We were like the size of two people. What the fuck?
Each. Dude, the picture with, what's his name?
Ben Templesmith.
Ben Templesmith. Oh, my God. Because he's like this tiny guy. And then here we are. Just the Blues Brothers, man.
Fucking mountains over him. Jesus. Oh,
it's so bad.
I want to redo that picture now that you've lost weight and not look like I'm so giant next to him. But Jesus Christ, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, like redo that picture.
Yeah. I'm sure you would.
Oh, I'm sure. You know what? Okay, guys. We did a live. We'll probably do this throughout the week and maybe hopefully we'll get an audience. I don't know. Who knows? I don't really care. Hey, I want to have fun. All I really care about is having fun with this.
Same. Have fun. That's all I want to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I got a feeling some of the other stuff that we do to get the word out is going to work probably a little bit better.
Yeah. And it's just fun to get on bullshit. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And then maybe we can do some cross stuff with some other people.
Yep.
And get we'll going. Do that. Because that'll be good. And. Yeah. Yeah, and we'll see you guys soon. I think we'll probably cut this thing up. Pass some stuff. Go from there. Dude, yeah, I'm so tired, dude. All right, guys. You know what? Yeah. Never mind. Read more.
Bye. Read more. Whatever.